Hello, this is Danielle Rose, Catholic singer and music missionary, found at www.daniellerose.com. And I'm wondering if you've been taking your Catholic vitamins. Join Deacon Tom and the lovely Dee and get just the right nutrients for your faith from A to Z.
Welcome to Catholic Vitamins, your dose of spiritual supplements from A to Z. Catholic Vitamins, specially formulated to help you achieve optimum spiritual health. It's time to energize your faith, forget what lies behind, and press on toward the goal.
We've already won. Look at how far we've come. Let's fully embrace the change that is taking place.
Here are your hosts for Catholic Vitamins, Deacon Tom Fox and his lovely wife, Dee.
Well, hi, Dee. Once again, it's you and me.
Just us.
Tom and Dee, you and me.
You
I'm a poet. Hello. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Catholic Vitamins. For you listeners who are wondering whether you are investing your time wisely, hang on for the guest. That isn't because of Tom and Dee that it's good that you're here. It's because of our guest.
Wait for the meat.
And Dee, you know, I'm always excited about doing Catholic Vitamins, but sometimes I'm extra excited about the guests, and you know I've been looking forward to this guest, right?
Right.
Her name is Billy Tarasio.
Billy Tarasio, and she's going to be here for Vitamin U, Understanding.
Yes.
And this is episode 110.
Well, gosh darn. Once again, they said we'd never make it to...
Yeah, you keep saying that.
Well, everybody, we have our normal front end segment. We call it Vitamin P for prattle. And what we'd like to talk about after, you know, saying hi, is we'd like to talk about the movie Courageous. Dee and I did something we hardly ever do. We went to the movie last night.
Actually went into a real movie theater.
Yeah. And we saw the movie Courageous. Before we talk about it, let's listen to the trailer for the movie Courageous.
From the creators of Fireproof comes Courageous. Heroes protecting the streets.
Sheriff's office, we have a warrant for your arrest.
Back door!
Fathers struggling to connect.
Can I suggest that you spend a little more time with him?
All he wants to do is play video games and go run 5 miles.
What are you doing home?
Let me go.
Until a tragedy awakens them.
Adam, I need you to come with me right now.
You do heal, but you're never the same.
To a greater calling.
I want to know what God expects of me.
Revolution?
Yeah.
You've been a good enough father.
I want to be a good enough father.
Because honor begins at home.
I believe every father should step up and answer the call and to say, I will. I will.
Courageous. In theaters now. Rated PG-13. Get your tickets today at CourageousTheMovie.com.
So where are you, men of courage?
All right, well, there's the trailer, and those of you who listen regularly to Catholic Vitamins know that we had a guest on from the marketing team for the movie Courageous. What was that, 2 episodes ago?
Selflessness, S.
I think that's correct. And, you know, she was a good interview. Her name was Chris Furr. And she really pumped me up to want to see the movie. But quite frankly, my mind was sort of set on the type of movie that Fireproof was. It's out of the same organization. But I really thought Courageous was an exciting movie, a better acted movie, better acting in it, and some twists that were unexpected. So it really held my interest. It certainly was a feel-good sort of movie, but I enjoyed it. What about you?
It is. Yeah. We went with another couple. We went to the movie right after Saturday evening mass. And at the end of the movie, I turned to the wife of the couple that was with us, and I said, that was one powerful movie. It was, you can be laughing 1 minute and have tears the next minute.
Absolutely. And I was, for sure. The lady that we interviewed, Chris Furr, called it a Kleenex sort of movie, and it had a lot of very touching stuff in it. And I want to say, in picking up with what Chris Furr said, you got to see the Snake Kings. You got to find out what that's about. And we're not going to do any spoilers, but you, it will help make your visit to the movie, right?
That was one of the funniest scenes. We laughed. The whole theater was laughing.
It was great. It was great. So we really give, two thumbs up for
definitely.
For the movie Courageous. We recommend it.
I went to, we've had our church bazaar going on all this weekend, and I went in this morning, and somebody that I've been working with yesterday remembered that I said we were going to a movie last night, and she asked about it. And I said, I highly recommend it. So I was telling several people this morning, you've got to go see it.
Yeah. This movie is good enough that I'm going to try to bring it into our parish and do a setting for men. I don't know whether I'll be able to do this, but I'd like to do this in the parish and then have a talk session about it, because there's a lot of good messages for men. This, certainly the story is set in, what would you say, late 30s, early 40 age men.
Yes.
But this could be for grandfathers and great-grandfathers, and it can be for mentors. Mm-hmm. So it's a great story. We really enjoyed it. Well, dear, we've already said that our guest is a wonderful singer and, surprisingly, a lawyer working in the Phoenix Valley. And you can find her on Facebook. But we also have our regular guests, and they include Fergal and Teresa Doyle Nelson, and I think we have a segment from Justin.
Wow, full house today.
I think so. So why don't we start with Teresa and welcome her back from a couple weeks away. Here's Teresa with her Catholic Vitamin U contribution.
Hello, this is Teresa Doyle Nelson, author of Saints of the Bible and More Saints of the Bible. My saints in Scripture, vitamin U for today, is Uriah. There are actually five Uriahs found in the Bible. They are all in the Old Testament, and though none of them are officially counted as saints, they all seem to have been good people. Probably the best-known Uriah would be Uriah the Hittite, the officer in King David's army, who, while away at war, was betrayed by the king. Long story short, Uriah's wife, Bathsheba, became pregnant with King David's child, and so David arranged for Uriah to be placed in an extremely dangerous location of a battle, pretty much assuring his death. The strategy worked. Uriah was killed. But David and Bathsheba's baby also died, and King David's heart felt a long-lasting grief over Uriah's death. After a confrontation with the prophet Nathan, David admitted his guilt. Psalm 32 shares his sadness over this deed and the relief he felt for having confessed it. The second biblical Uriah was a priest. He had a reputation for being reliable, and so St. Isaiah chose him to witness, as Isaiah predicted, the ruin of Samaria and Damascus. The third Old Testament Uriah was a prophet of Jerusalem, who delivered a prophecy like those of Jeremiah's. Uriah's prophecy irritated the king at the time, Jehoiakim, that he was executed. In the book of Ezra, there's a brief mention of a Uriah who was the father of a priest who weighed some silver, gold, and utensils shortly after Ezra and some other Israelites returned to Jerusalem following their Babylonian exile. The last biblical Uriah was briefly mentioned as standing close to St. Ezra as he read the law to the Judahites who were resettling their homeland after decades in Babylonia. May these Old Testament Uriahs offer you inspiration to be loyal, respectable, devout, and honest, no matter the sacrifice you may have to make. Blessings on your day.
Hail Mary, to our Savior.
Next up on Catholic Vitamins, I am so very happy. We are blessed to have Billy Tarasio with us. Listeners to Catholic Vitamins will recognize Billy's name. I have played her music several times and shared with listeners that I really wanted to meet Billy on the phone. And today we are blessed to have her presence. Billy, welcome to Catholic Vitamins.
Thank you, Deacon Tom. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for that wonderful introduction.
Well, you bet. We'll get people a chance to know you a little better. I have a squib, a little note here to begin with. I just found out that one of our listeners who's in Italy, her name is Jo Capolella, has ordered your music because she heard it on Catholic Vitamins. She lives in Pescia, I think that's how you pronounce it, and she has been thankful that we've been featuring some of your music on earlier shows. I'm sure she's not the only one, but I thought it might make you smile. You're Italian, right?
Yes, I am. I am, and it absolutely does make me smile. The age we live in with the internet is just unbelievable.
Yeah, amen, amen. Well, Billy, you are likely a new name to some of our newer listeners. They may have listened to a show where they haven't heard your music, and we'll get into all of that as we spend our time together. But first, tell us about young Billy, your earlier years, family of origin, and things like that.
Okay, well, I was born in a smaller town in Southern Oregon, and I have two younger brothers. My parents took us to Mass. You mentioned I'm Italian, and my grandparents immigrated here from Sicily. And so their culture, their Italian culture, has had a very large impact on my upbringing and values, including Catholicism. I have to say it was a really great childhood. I was able to participate in music and sports and just had wonderful, supportive parents.
Great, great, great. Many of us, when we go off to school and start to leave home, we start to get away from some of our roots. And I have a couple questions in this area. What was college like for you? Did you struggle with your faith any, or with freedom?
I certainly did. I was always somewhat of a rebellious teenager. I ended up leaving high school a year early to go to college a year early. And certainly while I was there in college, I really questioned my Catholic faith. I stopped practicing for a while, and I studied abroad in Italy and was able to take a course on the history of the church, which was really fascinating. But, you know, through the course and my already rebellious questioning tendencies, I decided that the Catholic Church was an institution made up of men who had made seriously flawed decisions over the years and would continue to do so. And then I grew up, you know. I grew up and I met my husband, and I looked at starting my own family and found Life Teen, and became involved in music ministry. And God really just spoke to me and helped me understand, you know, yes, the church has a long history full of good things and bad things, but there's much, much value in the Catholic Church. There's cultural value, and you'll never find a perfect religion here. We will only find that in heaven. We will only find true understanding and perfection in heaven. And until then, this is what God has given us. So that is my experience with Catholicism in college.
We've already played one of your songs, and you know, it seems to me that understanding was a good reason for us to do an outreach to you. You've mentioned Life Teen. Did music continue when you were in college?
It really wasn't until I had graduated from college that I became involved with Life Teen. In between college and law school, I moved home for a short period of time. My parents had just gotten divorced, so I moved home with my dad for a few months before college, or before law school. And then, you know, because I had a younger brother at home, I went to church with my family, as I always had growing up, and, you know, the church, my home church, knew that I sang, and they had recently formed a Life Teen band, and they asked me to join. And it was really through joining that I connected with Mass in a different way. And over the years, you know, being able to use God's gift of music for His glory in Mass just really changed my life, changed my relationship with God.
So you mentioned your husband, Tony, already, and maybe we could just break for a second from the buildup of who you are as a person. Tell us about your husband and your family.
My husband, Tony, is the love of my life. We're coming up on a 9-year anniversary. We met shortly after college. He was in the military on active duty. He was an Army officer, and I was on my way to law school. So we were really headed in very different directions when we met. But there was something very, I don't know, beyond us that really held us together and urged us to pursue a relationship despite the fact that we were headed in different directions. We got married my first year in law school. We had our first son, Sebastian, my third year in law school. He was deployed to Iraq shortly thereafter, and Isaiah, our second son, was born while he was gone. He now works for First Solar here in Tempe, Arizona. He's out of the Army, and he's just a wonderful husband and father.
Well, we're going to end our interview playing a song that I've played on Catholic Vitamins a couple, three times already. I hope our listeners are not thinking that I'm trying to plug you, your music a lot, but there's a wonderful song called Long, Long Time by David C. Smith. Can you say a few words about that song?
Yeah, Long, Long Time is the only song on the album that I didn't write. And my producer, David Smith, wrote it. When I heard it, and when I was working on the album, my husband, Tony, was deployed. And he was gone for about 15 months. And it was a long time. It really was, especially in the height of what was going on. It was 2006, 2007, and it was a very dangerous time. So I really was waiting on the edge of my seat, hoping and praying that he would come home. So when I heard the song, it was sung by Teresa Smith, his wife, and I just really connected to it. I thought it was a beautiful song. And it can be applied to so many things, you know, waiting for a baby, waiting to find your spouse, waiting for your spouse to come home. So I really wanted to record it.
Well, it's just a great song. It moves my heart. It speaks to true love. It speaks to Augustine, who reminds us that we're never really satisfied until, you know, we're united with the Lord. There's just a lot of ways to play the song, or to understand the song, and we'll definitely play that as we end our interview time together. Another song that I believe you did write on your album, Send Me, is the title song, Send Me. And because our vitamin today is understanding, on that, when you wrote a little description about the song, that you were you understood the fire of the Holy Spirit in your life. Can you say a few words about that song?
Yeah, Send Me is the title track. And it really does sort of sum up my belief and relationship with the Lord. I am a servant, willing to go wherever the Lord wants me to go, willing to do whatever He wants me to do. When I wrote it, I didn't anticipate that we would end up moving from our hometown, from our family, down here to Arizona. And it has been not the easiest spiritual transition. We left a Catholic community that I can only describe as my family. And replicating that has been impossible. So I had to come to terms with the fact that it wouldn't be replicated and that I'm here to do something else. I really believe that if I walk with God every day, I'll always be in the right place.
Okay, more on the topic of understanding, and this sort of leads me to go back to your family for a minute. You mentioned your two sons, one of them, Sebastian, is an area where you have had to concentrate on the Catholic idea of understanding. And I wonder if, without getting into anything you wouldn't want to talk about, can you tell us a little bit about Sebastian and how you've learned understanding with him?
Yeah, Sebastian is a very special little boy. He always has been. He is so gifted and so spirited, and he also has some pretty significant challenges that have always presented themselves in various ways. Most specifically, he's got ADHD, and he's got a sensory processing disorder, in addition to being brilliant. And that has been such a gift for me, because I have to admit that I was pretty arrogant before I had children. I had breezed my way through life in law school, and now I had this fabulous husband and this great life. And going into having children, I was pretty arrogant. People had been having children forever. I knew that I would do it the right way. And then I was blessed with a little boy who didn't respond the way all the books said he would. And it's been such a gift to discover him and to parent him and to surrender to God and to God's will and to God's plan, even though it's not exactly what I thought it would be or how I understood it would go.
So you've had to, I'm sure, be on your knees about this, and you've had to, because of your career and other things you're involved in, you've had to invoke the help of, I'm sure, your husband and others. You have a good support network around you?
Yeah, I have a great support network, and I really designed my career around my family. I started a company, a law firm here in Arizona, and my function with this law firm is really management. I don't have a full caseload. I drop my kids off at school and I pick them up from school. I oftentimes get calls from the school regarding this, that, or the other, and I have a huge amount of flexibility. Tony's job as an executive with a large company is much less flexible, but he's still available if need be for different things with the kids. We did really lose a support network when we left Eugene, Oregon to come here to Arizona. But again, that proved to be an opportunity to become closer to God and to rely more on Him and less on the things of the world.
Okay. You've mentioned law school. You mentioned your law firm. Let's put a plug in for the name of your firm and then tell us what you do in your law firm.
Okay. The name of the law firm is Tarasio and Del Vecchio. And really, I started the firm in Eugene, in Oregon, under the name Access Legal Services, but the Arizona bar doesn't allow trade names here in Arizona, so we have to go by the more traditional name of the firm. So it's my partner and I, Tarasio and Del Vecchio. And I started the firm for the purpose of serving the 80% of Americans who can't afford traditional legal services. I thought this was a real opportunity for me to fulfill a niche that wasn't filled and to help people that weren't being helped. Everything we do in our company rests on the values of creating a firm that serves the underprivileged, and creating an environment where attorneys can be more than just attorneys, can also be parents and sisters and brothers and involved in their community and give back. I'm really blessed to work at such an amazing place and be surrounded by such great people.
Oh, great. Just as a sidebar to our listeners, if you will go on Billy Tarasio's Facebook page, you will see Billy and some of her associates. They've done what you might call our mini commercials, soft and friendly commercials about the law firm and about the work they do and about how they'd like to get to know you. Is it just your name? I forget how I found this. Is it just your name on Facebook?
Yeah, I have a personal Facebook page under Billy Tarasio, and the law firm have a page, Tarasio and Del Vecchio. You can get to either one via the other. I also have a website that's billytarasio.com that's more geared towards the music. I also have a blog on there about Sebastian and my journey with him, which is really interesting because I have really left no stone uncovered, and I've just discovered so many wonderful things that it's been fun to document that.
Mm. Again, sort of speaking to the journey we have, faith and family journey and understanding of God's involvement in our lives and in the circumstances of our lives. You mentioned the website, which has an orientation more towards the music. That's how I found you. That's how I really knew that I wanted to reach out to you at some point and have you on the show. Your one album is just awesome. I mean, there's so many songs on it that I like. And yet I know it's not the main part of your life. What is music to you these days? Is it something that you're planning to do more of or not so much?
I am currently volunteering to lead the contemporary mass at our local parish. So I'm doing music every week with a volunteer band, and that is really sort of the heart of my calling, I believe, is music within mass. And leading worship that way. I do have a new single called Dream Big that is on the NYC album, the New York Youth Conference album, that you can find either via David Smith or on iTunes. I don't do as much writing as I did during that period when Tony was deployed, which is when I wrote the songs on the album Send Me. But, you know, in life there are seasons, and right now in this season, I know that I'm called to lead worship within Mass, and there may come another season when I'm called to write more music. I'm really along for the ride.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, you know, for those of us who have found you, not through your law firm, but through music, you've touched our hearts, and there's something that, you know, you've helped to resonate inside of us with the different themes in the music that you've composed and sung, and some different tempos. Really a great album, and I hope that when time and career and all, you know, family allows, that you'll be able to do some more of that. As we come towards the close, I'd like to ask you if you have any thoughts on, you know, this understanding of the journey that we're on, the importance of faith, Christ walking with us on the road to Emmaus. Anything that you could share with us by way of closing?
Sure. I think that I tend to be inherently skeptical of things. That is a tendency of mine. But when it comes to God, or understanding where He has placed me or why different things have come up, there is no skepticism whatsoever. I will blindly follow God wherever He asks me to go. And I am comfortable understanding that I don't have to understand it all, that His plan and His wisdom is much more glorious than whatever I could ever come up with. And while I don't understand every move, I know that as long as I walk with God and follow His instructions and be obedient and prayerful, we will end up exactly where we're supposed to be.
Well, beautiful, and encouraging and helpful. I remember the first time that I reached out to you was just to ask you if I could use some of your music on Catholic Vitamins, and your response was, you know, anything for the praise and glory of God, go for it. And we did that, and then you've exemplified sort of this understanding of co-walking with the Lord when I reached out to you to ask if you might be available for time on the phone so our listeners could get to know who the person is behind some of the music we've been playing. And that's been a joy and a blessing. And I hope that we'll be able to stay in touch with your efforts, and that maybe if we have any listeners in Arizona, or are you still licensed in Oregon? I think you are, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if anybody's listening in Oregon or in Arizona and they need legal services, that you'll, it sounds like it's an Italian law firm, Tarassio and Del Vecchio.
Yeah, my partner is also Italian. Yeah, well, she's pretty wonderful. She and I we actually share the same birthday.
Well, that's pretty neat. That's pretty neat.
It really is kind of funny. Yeah, she's just really wonderful, completely in line with my values and goals for the company. So, again, it's just such a blessing. And Deacon Tom, this time here today with you has been such a blessing. I really appreciate your efforts in Catholic Vitamins and helping spread God's word and music for us, you know, small solo artists. It's just really great to have people like yourself on the ground who help spread the word.
Billy Tarassio, it has been a blessing. It is a joy to say hi and to know you a bit, and I hope our paths cross again. Thank you for coming on Catholic Vitamins.
Thank you.
When I was young, I had in my
thought someday I'd find true love I knew God had planned for me. With childlike faith I'd hope and pray he'd lead me to the one I'd say, the words buried in my heart so deep. I've waited a long, long time to look in your eyes, to hold you and call you mine. The wait was worth the price. You're the desire of my heart, the answer to my prayers, my dreams.
Many times it has been said to me by students, by colleagues, by friends, family, that they just don't get God. Indeed, I remember one occasion where one woman said to me, whilst pointing to a crucifix, "There is the God I just don't understand." And you know, with so much injustice in the world, and on seeing the difficulties encountered by so many of those around us, it is easy to conclude that God cannot be understood with the limitations of the human mind. But that does not mean that we should give up trying to understand him. Perhaps the greatest lesson anyone can learn in the quest to know or understand God is that it won't happen in this life. So my advice to you would be, let go and let God. It is also a tremendous comfort to realize that the greatest of the saints shared in our lack of understanding of God, but somehow they managed to transcend it and lived lives at peace with the fact that God simply is. But how do we do that in life? Is it possible for us, in our simple human state, to reach peace with the fact that I will not fully understand God until I stand before the beatific vision in the next life? Well, I believe it is, and I believe that St. Paul, in his letter to the Philippians, has the answer. For St. Paul points not to understanding, but to that which surpasses all understanding. He urges those friends of his listening to his letter to stay true to the Lord, to rejoice in the Lord at all times, to let their gentleness be evident to everybody, not to be anxious, but by prayer and petition, and especially with thanksgiving present in their hearts, to offer their needs to the Lord. For St. Paul tells us it is only then that you will understand and experience God's peace for what it is, the peace of God that transcends all understanding. St. Teresa of Avila wrote a beautiful poem called "What Do You Want of Me?" which summed up her own desire to simply do the will of God. She writes, "I am yours and born of you. What do you want of me? Majestic sovereign, unending wisdom, kindness pleasing to my soul, God sublime, one being good, behold this one so lowly. What do you want of me? In your hand I place my heart, body, life, and soul, deep feelings and affections mine. Spouse, Redeemer sweet, myself offered now to you, what do you want of me? Give me death, give me life, health or sickness, honour or shame, war or swelling peace, weakness or full strength, yes, to these I say, what do you want of me? Give me wealth or want, delight or distress, happiness or gloominess, heaven or hell, sweet life, sun unveiled, to you I give all, what do you want of me? Give me, if you will, prayer, or let me know dryness and abundance of devotion, or if not, then barrenness. In you alone, sovereign majesty, I find my peace. What do you want of me? Yours I am, for you I was born. What do you want of me?
Fergal, when I was thinking about how I would say a few words about understanding, putting my thoughts together for this show, I listened to your share, your reflection, and the words let go and let God are really all we need to understand about the Lord God and his plans for us. Well, now we have another contributor to Catholic Vitamins. Justin Stroh is with us.
Welcome to this new evangelization. This is Catholic musician and speaker Justin Stroh. Isaac, are you hungry?
Well, sometimes.
Oh, what do you do when you're hungry? You just go get the food, or what do you do?
I eat my food when my mom and dad says.
Oh, but what if you don't like what your mom and dad give you?
Well, I still eat it.
Oh, well, why do you do that?
Because my mom and dad tells me to.
Oh, well, I love you, Isaac.
Love you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord, my God. My flesh pines, my soul thirsts, and I look to gaze on you in the sanctuary. You ever wonder how a soul can thirst? I mean, a soul isn't physical, so how is it thirsting? Well, I think a soul thirsts for the kindness, like a child looks for the kindness of parents to feed it. So, a soul looks to the Father in heaven to feed it. It wants the goodness of God. It's going to be fed with God's mercy because it needs God's mercy, just like a child needs food, or just like anybody needs food. So we lift up our heads and we gaze toward the Father, who is like the sun that the earth spins around. And the human person raises his arms in the atmosphere of the earth, standing on the earth, which is like the sun, and the atmosphere is like the Holy Spirit. And in this way, the human person, in some way, completes this great creation. The human person, who is the peak of this creation, brings the Trinitarian image into creation. And so Jesus, who wraps himself in flesh in a very real way, has desired to do this for all eternity, to save us from our own sins, and to apply that kindness of the Father, the mercy of the Father upon us. As a child thirsts, so we thirst for this mercy. And we remain vigilant and ready like the virgins who kept the oil in their lamps. We are in a state of grace, waiting for the groom, who will come with a command. And he will come from heaven, and the dead will rise and be reunited with their bodies. For this is the destiny of the human person, body and soul, for eternity. Glory of God is man, fully alive, body and soul.
proclaim Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God.
Justin, you're helping us to understand Catholic Vitamin U for understanding that to be childlike is to better understand the Lord God and his plans for us. I just love that he brought one of
that was so cute.
Yeah, it was. All right, what do you got there? Are you ready to...
I just got a few little pieces of feedback. I just want to say that Ebeth and Allison Ziegler wrote in and were wishing us happy anniversary.
Ah.
And me a happy birthday. And they also, both of them referred to us as the Bickersons.
Gosh. Here,
they're picking up on us saying that.
Listen, if you're a listener to Catholic Vitamins and you didn't know this, our diocesan newspaper did an article about Tom and Dee and Catholic Vitamins. And I don't want the bishop down there, Bishop Gerald Kakanis, to know that we're the Bickersons. He probably will withdraw his approval and withdraw all the copies of the paper is called The New Vision. And I'll put a link to the article in our blog page for this show, along with some contact information for the lovely Billy Tarasio. And so what do you have there? You got any other words of feedback you want
to
read?
Well, we have some entries for Vita Scrabble, so we probably need to draw.
Okay, let's do that.
One of them that sent in a guest was Jean Holman, and we hadn't heard from her in a while. She was hoping that we had a wonderful 47th anniversary. Not many more years before you reach 50.
Oh, my heavens.
My gosh, are we getting close?
I don't want Billy Tarasio to know that I'm up on my 47th. Gosh. All right, you got the basket there?
I got the basket.
All right, time for a guess.
Whoops. Okay.
Got a slip of paper, and the name on it is Daniel Smirkowski from
Illinois.
Thank you, Daniel. We know that you pretty often seem to listen to Catholic Vitamins because you comment on it or you'll ask questions about one of the stars, one of the music people that we've had on or something like that. So thank you, Daniel, for being a listener and glad.
I'll put in a plug for him. He does some good stuff with his Special Chronicles podcast.
All right. So we've got that taken care of.
Okay, should we do next Vita Scrabble?
Next Vita Scrabble. Let's tell once again, I know it gets a little boring to you, but new listeners, we give you a clue. We give you the first letter, the last letter, and the number of letters in the vitamin, the faith vitamin, the Catholic vitamin for the next show. And if you guess, you can send in a guess to catholicvitamins@gmail.com or call us 206-350-3789. And we'll put your name in one of these famous wicker baskets.
Right. And you can call that number any time of the day because it doesn't ring right into our house.
Yes, you can call it at night in case you have sleeping problems.
Like I do sometimes.
Yep.
Or you're starting to have.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, all right.
Okay, next vitamin, vitamin V.
Uh-huh.
Ends in S.
Okay.
Only has 7 letters. Much shorter than some of the recent ones.
I think I'm going to give just a little bit of a helper clue on this. I'm going to say that this is a plural word.
Right.
Okay.
Most of them are that end in S.
All right. Do you have a vitamin?
I do. Are we ready to close out?
I think we are. We're going to close with another song, excuse me, my voice, by Billy Tarasio. It's called Send Me. It's kind of upbeat and one that she said was when she really felt connected with the Holy Spirit, she was ready to be sent.
This is from Catherine Doherty from my little meditation calendar once again. When our heart is open to the gospel, which we are called to preach with our lives, a shadow falls over us. Someone else is walking beside us. Faith brings Christ right next to us.
You see, you begin to understand, right? That's what this vitamin is about. And that's what Billy Tarasio did in her song, Send Me. You know, she began to feel this power of the Holy Spirit coming upon her, and she was beginning to say, Lord, I'm ready to go where you want me to go.
I love her voice. I love that Hail Mary.
Billy Tarasio, if you ever have an open house for your law firm, we want to come down and meet you. We won't eat too many hors d'oeuvres, we promise.
That's right. We're close enough to be able to do that.
Right. Well, thank you for being with us on Catholic Vitamins. We're looking forward to having your guesses for the next vitamin, which is V. And we have a couple guests who will be a part of that Catholic vitamin. D, I love you.
I love you too.
Thank you for being co-host on Catholic Vitamins, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
From A to Z, Catholic Vitamins. Don't enter the race without them. See you next time.
This is Deacon Tom. Blessings.
Go!